You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Episode 3 in the books of Soundtracks. I'm your host, Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And today on the show, we're going to be covering one of my favorite soundtracks of the summer. Dare say, one of my favorite films of the summer. Magic Mike. And I mean, come on. I already know that I'm getting the judgment. I can feel it through the podcast waves into your brain. Yes, I was one of the 30% of males that saw it. I was also one of those lucky enough to take my girlfriend to see it opening night. I didn't go to the midnight release, but I was in a standing line, 70 women deep, with two men other than myself in the entire theater. I've never been to a Twilight premiere, but I would imagine it's like that with slightly less old horny women. It was good. It was a good movie, though. Ever since I saw it, I have been trying to convince my friends to go and see this film, and none of them will bite. And I am a dude. I understand why you don't want to go there. But Steven Soderbergh and Channing Tatum told an excellent tale of a current timepiece of a lifestyle you really don't get to see much into. The music was current. The situations were funny and hilarious. There's so many reasons to see this movie, and we're going to be talking about that more during the show, as long as some other trivia and some truly fantastic music. So I'm going on and on. Let's get things started. Win Win featuring Black Star. This is Victim. That's kicking things off today right here on Soundtracks.
Yeah.
one featuring Black Star, that's Victim, right here on Soundtracks, where we are covering Water Tower Music's Magic Mike soundtrack. Once again, big shout out to Water Tower Music. They always hook me up. They got some of the best soundtracks in the industry, and they give them to me for you to listen to for free. So, you know, you like what you hear, go and purchase the full soundtrack from watertowermusic.com or do it on iTunes. Either way, puts money in their bank. So, you are a guy, and you don't know if you want to see Magic Mike or not. In fact, you've actually convinced yourself you don't want to see Magic Mike because you feel like you know what it's about. Well, let me tell you three reasons that might sell you otherwise. That sold me as I was watching the film. Number one, the cast is absolutely phenomenal. And I'm not just talking about like Channing Tatum or Matthew McConaughey. I'm talking about the small players in this. Starting with Olivia Munn, who you probably see just as much nudity of her than any actor or actress in the entire movie. You see a lot of her, in fact, now that I think about it. Another one that really surprised me, Gabrielle Iglesias. Who knew a stand-up comedian could play such a shady, serious character? Fantastic job. Hats off to him, because when I saw he was in the movie, I was like, oh man, here comes some, you know, fat and chubby jokes, and totally the opposite of what I was expecting. More power to him for that. Moving on, number two reason. For what it's worth, doing a quick gathering of the numbers here on Metacritic, Magic Mike actually finishes the second highest ranking critically acclaimed movie of the summer. That's right, it only finished behind The Dark Knight Rises. Beat out The Avengers, Prometheus. We had a great summer of movies. And it's saying a lot to say that that one was near the top, trust me. Number three, the dance moves. I learned a lot. I really did learn a lot from watching those dance moves. In fact, I have been taking full advantage of that on the dance floor, where I go by my stripper name, McNasty. I am a big particular fan of the Magic Mike Flex, and you want to know how to do it, I can share the secret with you. All you have to do is, when it feels right in the song, you take a step to the right and you slide into it with the left leg. And as you're sliding, dip your body down to the right and bring your fist up like you're going to do a uppercut, but you're actually just flexing. And as you go all the way into the slide, slowly rotate your body to the other side until you're like in the Adonis pose, where you're just, you know, flexing hardcore. And It sounds really goofy, and it is. It really is, but I guarantee you will get a laugh out of whoever your dance partner is. It wouldn't be a timepiece accurate to the stripper scene if we weren't talking a little bit about the most current dance craze in America right now, dubstep. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, maybe you hate it, maybe you don't. There's a lot of maybes thrown in this genre. With that said, the song isn't really kosher to the dubstep crowd. It's kind of more of a regular song turned dubstep, but it's gotten some notoriety. It wasn't just because of this movie, but can't say that didn't not help it. So here they are, Contrary Black, with It's Raining Men, right here on Soundtrack.
Barometer is getting low, according to our sources. The street's the place to go. Cause tonight for the first time, just about half past 10, for the first time in history, it's gonna start raining. Yeah.
Contrary Black with their very dubsteppy take on It's Raining Men, right here on Soundtracks, where we are covering the Magic Mike soundtrack, courtesy of Water Tower Music. I'm your host, Mick Joseph, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and as much as I hate to be a man whore of sorts right now, I'm going to have to go ahead and plug the Twitter page. You like us? Follow us at Soundtracks, SoundTrax, on Twitter. We do giveaways on there quite frequently of the soundtracks we premiere on the show. Plus, we give you information on the next soundtrack so you know what you're getting into. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes. Just look us up, Soundtracks. Hopefully, if we get enough subscribers, we'll be on the new and noteworthy. And then we will be Hollywood. And you can say you knew me when. Wishful thinking, right? Well, I can't say it's all for naught, though, as many actors besides Channing Tatum actually started their career off as strippers. Yes, Lady Gaga, Brad Pitt, and Channing Tatum all have stripped before they reached Hollywood success. Possibly the weirdest of the list of actors who got on that pole to make that dough, Javier Bardem. I just try to envision. Imagine the awkwardness that had to be. Can you just imagine a guy of his size? Just imagine him dressed as how he was in No Country for Old Men. You don't see it, right? He said, actually, quote, "It was so awkward. The only people who were actually paying attention were his sister and his mom." I don't even know what to say to that. So if you ever fall down on hard times and you find yourself stripping for cash, at least you can know you're not as big as a failure at it than Javier Bardem, unless your mother and sister come to watch you strip. I can't get over that. It's just, what the hell, man? And with that, we move on to our next song, a song that I never really considered a stripper song until I really saw it in context, and now it completely makes sense. This song was pretty much made for male stripping. The Unknown, Bang Bang Boom, right now on Soundtracks.
It's like a disco in the sky. We watch the fireworks explode in our eyes. It's like a world without a war. A pyromaniac begging for more.
The Unknown with Bang Bang Boom, right here on Soundtracks, where we've reached the end of the podcast. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and I do hope you at least have more of an open mind towards the movie if you haven't seen it. Ladies, I know I don't need to convince you. I know you will be preaching just as much as I am right now. Guys, I make my final case to you right here and right now in front of the entire Soundtracks community. You'll laugh, you'll cringe at parts, and you might even get a little serious at some points. I truly did enjoy this film. I have no reason to lie to you. I'm not trying to deceive you. I'm not trying to get you to search me out on Facebook, find my address, and come and just give me a swift kick to the nads. I truly do think this is a good film, And I think if you can just look past just the small parts that you may dislike, you will truly walk out with one of the better films of the 2010 era thus far. And if I can't convince you, maybe a friend both you and I know very well can. He contributed a song to the soundtrack, being both one of the star actors and quite the singer, surprisingly enough. So here he is taking us out for this episode of Soundtracks. Please stay tuned afterwards for more information on Geek Tyrant and the podcast in general. It's Matthew McConaughey with Ladies of Tampa. Take us away, Matthew.
Ladies of Tampa, for the first time that you ever walked into my life, in oh so many ways you all became my wife. It's true, I'm talking to you, ladies of Tampa. Even though we gotta go, there's one thing you gotta know. Ain't no matter how much you love me for sure. Ooh, I'll always love you more. Ooh, I'll always love you more than you know. You got me tied to a chain, I'm just a slave to your soul, and there ain't nothing I can do about it, that's for sure. Ladies of Tampa.
Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit geektyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's geektyrant.com.